Africa's largest democracy and economic powerhouse, Nigeria, chooses its next president tomorrow. The incumbent, Goodluck Jonathan, hopes he'll be reelected. His main opposition challenger, a former military leader, positions himself as tough on security and corruption. NPR's Ofebia Quist-Arkton has more.
Nigeria's airwaves and television screens have been dominated by presidential campaign ads and songs like this. This one's pro-President Goodluck Jonathan. Seeking re-election, the Nigerian leader has campaigned on a platform of continuity, stability and reliability, despite criticism for failing to subdue a six-year insurgency by Boko Haram. The president says, with the backing of a regional military coalition, they're making battlefield gains now against the ISIS-affiliated extremist network.
Boko Haram, I'm very hopeful that it will not take us more than a month to recover the old territories that hitherto have been in their hands.
He was asked by the BBC about the whereabouts of more than 200 missing schoolgirls abducted almost a year ago.
I can tell you where they are. We have not seen dead girls, so I believe they are still alive. I believe we will get them.
Goodluck Jonathan's main opposition challenger is a former military leader, Muhammadu Buhari, who's trying for the fourth time to become president. Buhari promises to be tough on corruption and on Boko Haram, as he told NPR.
Our suggestion would be to deny the terrorist facilities of cross-border, of training, of movement of weapons, and any type of logistic support.
The presidential race is being billed as the most competitive in Nigeria's history. Leading candidates, regional and global leaders, including President Obama, are all calling for peaceful and transparent elections. The UN Secretary General's Special Representative for West Africa is Mohamed Ibn Chambas.
We need Nigeria to come out of these elections strong, with a legitimate government, and united, so that we can all support Nigeria and the neighboring countries in the fight against Boko Haram, which is a real threat to the country and to the sub-region.
The head of Nigeria's National Human Rights Commission, Chidi Odinkalu, echoes those concerns, but he says a neck-and-neck election is a hopeful sign of a growing democracy.
Ironically, close competition is progress. It's the first time that the contest is close, and credibly so. But if election-related violence in Nigeria is significant, the country is imperiled. And if Nigeria is imperiled, the region is imperiled.
It's up to Nigeria's voters to decide tomorrow which leader becomes president. Juliet Ijoma Uche Okoro is a government worker.
I'll be voting for continuity, you know. We like what is happening in Nigeria now, and we pray that it will continue to be so.
Emmanuel Victor is leading towards the opposition.
I'm voting General Muhammadu Buhari for change. I voted for Goodluck Jonathan in 2011, but it has not gotten me anywhere. We need change to move this nation forward.
So, continuity or change? Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abuja.